This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we've broken this thing up because there are so many stories the day after the Sunday of NFL action that we said, you know what, we need two full segments of Gridiron Gravy. Let's break it between the NFC and the AFC. And right now it's time to get into the refrigerated version of the AFC Gridiron Gravy.
I don't know how to sound effect.
It's just a little cooler than, you know, because it's refrigerated.
And we start with what was breaking news for Colby a couple hours ago. The Chiefs lost to the Colts 19-13.
I was so football angry, I did not want to watch any more football the rest of the night.
So, not only was that notable, one of the most notable things that happened in that game was that the Chiefs did not score 25 points. The Chiefs had the longest streak in the modern NFL of 25-point games consecutively. At 25.
Wow.
I have to admit, I thought it would be like higher. But I mean, you scored more than 25 points. That's a nice day. The next highest, 18 by the Broncos in 2012-2013. Next highest, 14. Only been done twice.
That's a lot of points. I mean, this is just now becoming the era of scoring.
That's true.
And to be honest, you said 25 games.
Yeah.
Mahomes has only been the quarterback for a year and a half.
So there you go.
I mean, Alex Smith was the quarterback before.
I mean, so I can't believe it. It's not higher.
What?
Huh?
So before that, the leaders were 14, which was done by the Greatest Show on Turf, 99-2000.
This is the greatest show.
And the 1983 Washington Redskins, who did it the last 14 games of the regular season, with the only loss during that run being a 48-47 loss to the Packers until they got to the Super Bowl and they got smoked by the L.A. Raiders 38-9. So there you go. Mason Rudolph was at the Pittsburgh Steelers facility today after he got destroyed by Earl Thomas in the game yesterday. It looked like he was unconscious on the field. They might have just been like protecting him, but he went down immediately and two Steelers players like went right over and then like six other people were like waving over, but he went out.
You see Juju Smith-Schuster's reaction when he walked up to what was going on?
Oh, I guess not.
He looked at him and then one leg kind of gave out, and then he just went down because he was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, he fell over like a tree, and they even took his face mask off.
Right.
And so Earl Thomas came out and said that the hit was legal, and he's worried about him. Heard he is at the hospital. My prayers go out to him and his family. But he's like, I never tried to hurt anybody. I know he has a family and everything. But he was back at the Steelers facility today, so definitely a good sign.
Can I throw something out there real quick? You haven't talked about the Chiefs-Colts game yet. You were talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah, just that they lost.
All
right. No.
Are you going to plan on getting to that game in a minute?
I think that's probably all I had for that.
Okay.
One.
All right. I wanted to throw this out there, and I'm trying to look for his name real quick, Kevin. There was a player for the Colts last night, and his there it is. His name is Toure.
Okay.
Here's a picture of his
leg. Yes, I do have that.
Take a look at the picture of his leg. Somebody tweeted, Colby, you want to see the picture of his leg?
I'm not doing that. I mean, he suffered a broken ankle.
Oh,
he will not return.
That's not supposed to
turn the wrong way.
It's not supposed to point like that. To that way.
He will not be back in 2019. The former second round pick. He's out for the rest of the season.
That being said, Justin Houston also ate their lunch, Kevin. So,
seeing as how you saw the picture, you're probably not surprised to learn that Toure would not be back the rest of the season.
Why not?
Right? Maybe because of his backwards foot.
Splint that thing up.
And oh, my God.
Maybe just teach him to run backwards.
How important is it to run in football?
Do what Mahomes did.
Mahomes
just tape it up.
Mahomes is hobbling just a little bit. Also hobbling.
Teaching to run backwards.
AJ Green.
That's right.
AJ Green is going to be back at some point this season, supposedly.
Lies.
But he will not be back this week.
Or for the Bengals.
It's interesting because some people said there's a couple of teams that would be willing to trade a first-round pick for him. Why? He hasn't played all year, and he's a free agent after this year.
Because he's playing for the Bengals.
He only played 9 games last year. He's injury-prone.
He's injury-prone because he's
really
playing
good.
For the Bengals.
So you think he's okay?
Yes. It's just the whole place is on fire over there.
Sure.
Bad.
Oh, man. If you think that's fire, check this out. I think this story is amazing. So the Tennessee Titans lost to the Buffalo Bills 14-7 because they missed not one, not two, not three, but 4 field goals in that game. So they cut their
kicker. And we're complaining about Maher missing two.
Yeah, he only missed half that many. They cut Cairo Santos, and they signed
Young Hoku.
Ooh, no. We still got a shot of him. They signed.
It's Young Way.
Double doink himself,
oh,
Cody
no.
Parkey.
Oh, no. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Watch him go up there and just kick lights out.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like kickers.
Like he missed the field goal that bad that it hits the tower and knocks some of the lights
out.
He
was really close on
that
kick.
Is that not what he meant?
He was really close. I don't think he'd miss it by that much.
Sure.
I mean, he hit like, you know, the pole and the crossbar.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how many kickers reboot after they've
and fix it.
Started to, yeah. Like you look at Justin Tucker, he's just always been badass, right?
Yeah.
Greg Zuerlein's always been really good. Harrison Butker for Kansas City, just really good all the time. And these are very big, strong leg kickers. I don't know if Cody Parkey is going to be able to recover.
Guys, let's talk about the saga of Jalen Ramsey, who I'm curious, do you guys think this is just old people being too upset, or would you be upset as well?
I'm upset. I'm furious.
Okay. There you go. So he couldn't play again, and the Jags lost to the Panthers 34-27. He's meeting with his back specialist today, but to pass the time on Sunday, he was hanging out in Houston partying with Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
So needless to say,
no state tax, Kevin.
Some people are like, I can't believe he wasn't, I don't know, doing whatever they thought, back exercises.
He doesn't
want to
play for that team anymore.
I know.
Why would he be doing other stuff with them? Now he's like, hey, I can go hang out with my friends.
So do you think he's actually hurt at all?
Nope. No.
Okay.
I mean, emotionally. That's about it, though.
Not physically.
No. I think he's like, look, I can do whatever I want. There are plenty of teams that want to sign me. That's one of the things that I'm kind of concerned about. He might be costing himself some money in the future, but he's not getting injured.
That's true.
And that's
Le'Veon Bell philosophy.
I think that's he's like, look, I'll still make money as long, but it's I'm not going to be injured while I'm having to deal with it.
Wait, if you're going to fake an injury, do you really go out of town to a specialist to continue to fake an injury?
The specialist is somebody you know. Maybe.
Especially if you get a chance to hang out with potential future teammates.
I mean, and also.
And no state tax.
You can say you're going to visit a specialist. Do you actually go visit a specialist?
Yeah, do they need a note from him that said he went and saw a specialist?
I don't.
Or does he just say it? How does it work in the NFL?
I don't know. I'll look into it.
Do they require sick letters?
I got a couple.
Maybe it was Watson. Maybe that's the specialist.
Yeah.
Man, he could do stuff.
He knows something about a knee.
Guys, oh, I will. I got a current Steeler story and a former Steeler story. Now, Ben Roethlisberger was fined $5,000 for wearing his Apple Watch on the sideline of a game that he was never going to play in.
He had a freaking cast on his arm, but he was wearing a watch. And so he got fined $5,000 for wearing a watch.
They're just trying to get him back for all the times.
Can't have hard things out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird to
Except
me.
For the cast.
What are they doing? He wasn't playing in the game.
Got to follow the
rules. Coaches can't wear watches on the field?
I guess not. I don't know, but he's not a coach.
I imagine that, like, the fear is that somebody goes charging onto the sideline, you know, maybe after a run or something, and then falls and hits
his Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned at that point about his busted-ass arm.
Yeah. Or he has to go get another douchey watch.
I do have the question, though.
That's not fair, Kevin.
What do you need your watch for on the sideline?
If you wear two watches, I think you're a bad person. I just want you to know that.
Why do you think he's wearing two watches?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just have you not seen that? And one of them's always an Apple Watch. If you run into somebody who has two watches, one of them's always... And they're like, this is my watch to tell time. This is my watch to text message.
What?
I think they're a bad person.
Why was the person talking like that?
Because that's how they sound in my head.
Oh, okay.
When I get my Apple Watch, it's to keep up my heart rate. That's all it's going to be about.
Okay, but you don't have another watch on at the same time, right?
Dude, does the Apple Watch have to connect to your phone? Does it have to... How's that work? I've never understood it.
I think it can, but I think it has capabilities outside of that.
I can text message on it and stuff? And tell time? Why do I need two watches if I can tell time on my
Apple
Watch?
You don't! That's the point! If you have two watches that you're wearing simultaneously, I think you're a bad person.
I think we did a really good Apple Watch segment here, fellas.
I do too.
Coming up next
around the Apple Watch. How much is too much to spend for a watch? How much you spent for that watch? In former Steelers news, that's what I think.
What is happening?
In former Steelers news, Antonio Brown has filed a $40 million grievance against the Raiders and the Patriots. The thing that's amazing about this that makes no sense at all is he didn't get his $30 million guaranteed with the Raiders, and he didn't get his $9 million guaranteed with the Patriots. So he's saying, I want both, even though he would have only got the guaranteed money with the Patriots because he was released by the Raiders. He would have never gotten that amount of money. And he's like, nope, I want both of them.
Plus $1 million for pain and suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dumb.
I mean, go get your money.
If I'm going to have to pay you, I might as well.
Guys, the Cleveland Browns, I told you, lost to the 49ers today. With that win, the 49ers improved to 4-0 for the first time since 1990. You know what happened that year?
Did they win a Super Bowl that year?
Yep.
Are they winning the Super Bowl this year?
No.
But you told me there were numbers that proved the Cowboys were winning the Super Bowl this year.
So it'll be one of those teams.
It's be down to the 49ers. NFC Championship game, Cowboys-Niners.
Where it's really the Super Bowl, like it's been so many times. Now, I told you...
The Patriots are still out there.
Eh. The Cowboys are in the Chiefs, meh.
Meh.
The Cowboys are favored by 9 points over the New York Jets. Sam Darnold tomorrow will undergo more testing and will play Sunday if he's cleared, which I think is kind of stupid. Because he was their starter. So if he gets cleared, of course he'll start. Which Adam Gase gave a really stupid quote. If he gets cleared, he'll start. Yeah.
I mean, but did he lie?
I got it.
I mean, he's just trying to give facts, Kevin.
Yeah, he's just factually...
You have to be so rude to Adam Gase.
I mean, I'm rude to a lot of people, so I don't know why this is surprising.
All he's trying to do is give you the information that you need.
I'll be nice to this next person. I told you that the Titans let their kicker go. Unfortunately, they also let Dan Quessenberry go.
Oh, no.
Not the sinker pitcher.
Oh.
You'll remember, David Quessenberry. That's how into the baseball one I was. He's the offensive lineman who got cancer during his time with the Texans, left the team, came back after he beat it. Terribly impressive. He's also been released by the Titans, who, like me, apparently hate Joy. Now... You really hate Joy if you watched all of the Chargers-Broncos game.
Gross.
It was terrible. The Broncos won 20-13. Anthony Lynn had a much better comment after the game than I think some of our coaches do. How did you feel about that game? Sorry for watching that damn game. We play like that, we won't beat anybody. That team came here more desperate for a win. It was disappointing. Now, that's the kind of quote that I want to hear after a game that you feel like you shouldn't have lost.
I'm sorry that you had to watch that game.
Yes. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Absolutely. If I'd love to hear a coach come out and say something like that.
I'd rather they never had to say something like that. I'd rather all the games that I'm watching.
Yeah.
for my team to be like awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're going to play like trash, at least tell us that, yeah, I saw. I know it was trash.
Now we're almost there. And finally, third-year receiver Zay Jones has been traded to the Oakland Raiders from the Bills in exchange for a 2021 fifth-round pick. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the list. Hotel hacks worth noting for your next trip. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, I received news earlier. I received news earlier that our friend Brian Broaddus will be spending an hour with us on Wednesday.
Oh.
Wednesday night sounds, and it does sound 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We will have the football hour with Brian Broaddus right here on the KNC Masterpiece. So go ahead and tell your friends accordingly.
Hey, Corey. On Wednesday, Brian Broaddus is going to be with us for an hour straight.
I just told you that.
You told my friends.
Yes, I understand. And you think we're friends.
Oh, man.
Hey, Colby, I just heard that Brian Broaddus is going to be on the show for a whole hour on Wednesday.
That's only his only friend.
That's amazing, Colby.
That's hurtful and sad all rolled into one.
You told me.
Broaddus will be joining us Wednesday night from 9 to 10, and maybe we'll feature a new commercial with Broaddus. That might be a possibility as well. But right now it's time for this. For anybody that doesn't know,
the Giant!
Barstool Sports!
The Tundra Drums.
Ooh.
I bet those are cool.
Tundra Drums?
Mm-hmm.
Like drums in Green Bay?
The Frozen Tundra Drums.
Oh, it is a newspaper.
The Drundras.
It's a blog.
Oh, gross.
It's not even a good blog.
Well, I mean, that's where you usually get these things from. You've already
been able to discern that?
Here you go, Kevin. No one ever plans on being stuck in a blizzard, but it can happen.
That's true.
Okay, I actually am kind of intrigued.
Being prepared is a key to survival.
That sounds like a good list.
When you click read more, it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it goes. Don't run the car engine.
Hold on, is this your live review of his blog?
I don't even know who wrote it. It doesn't say whose name's on it. It says LSM 2013B. I don't know. Tonight's list comes from The Chive.
So close.
Tywin!
For anybody that doesn't know, the list this comes from a song written by Aaron Tippin called Kiss This, where she said kiss this as she walked away.
Oh.
So that's where that came from, and our old producer DJ put that together. Mm. That's how we got tonight's list. Well, not tonight's list, but you know what I'm saying.
Wow. We've done this list a lot then.
Hotel hacks worth noting for your next trip. You guys, when y'all stay in a hotel room, you ever notice that you try to close the curtain, but there's always a crack?
Oh, yeah.
That there's a little bit of light getting through? Does that annoy y'all?
No. Because I usually just throw a towel over it.
Okay. Kevin, does that annoy you a little bit?
In Alaska, it did, because it's light like all the time there.
Yeah.
So kind of.
All right. So also in the hotel room, they always have that hanger, and it's got the pants clippies, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just take the little clippies and attach it to the curtain, and now that thing's shut for good, and you win.
Wow.
Number two on tonight's list. My hotel hack is if you ever need an extra phone charger, ask the front desk if they found one. They have an entire box full of them.
Huh.
Because everybody forgets their phone charger.
Yeah. Really?
So often.
So you can get a brand new phone charger.
I mean, even if you don't need to charge your phone, just
Yeah, ask for one.
Why not?
Okay.
And now I got two, baby.
You know, you take it, and that's a souvenir, just like the bathrobes.
How often do you stay at hotels where they have bathrobes?
Seriously. I want to know this answer, Reggie.
I'll get back to you on that.
Reggie's life is luxurious when it comes to hotels.
It could be never. It could be every month. I don't know.
Every time there's a bathrobe in my hotel, because I've had maybe three.
Did you take it?
Always wear it. Always take it? Yes.
Wow.
They're never going to know.
I mean, they'll know.
Just be like, I wore it down to the pool and I left it there.
Uh-huh.
It's y'all's fault. It's probably sitting there. Go get it.
Yeah. Still. That's a bold strategy. It's y'all's fault. Go get it.
This dude said after about 2 minutes of realizing there was no bottle opener in his hotel, he found the little part of the door at the top with the little metal piece, the little triangle piece. That, uh-huh. What's it called?
Triangle Man.
Triangle Man. Just popped open his beer. Worked like a charm.
Strongest guy in the universe, man. They have a fight. Triangle wins.
Number six. Particle Man?
Well, Triangle Man is part of the Particle Man song, yes.
Particle Man's the best one, though, out of that song.
We're building up to that.
Oh, okay. If at checkout, you're asked if you would like to pay to upgrade to another room, decline. They will oftentimes then give you the upgrade for free.
Oh.
Hotels do this as a last-ditch effort when they have oversold the room you originally booked. Mm. So they've oversold the room, and they're like, oh, crap, this guy needs a room. Oh, hey, you want to upgrade? And you're like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, oh, we'll just give it to you.
Huh.
Bam.
All right.
Fascinating.
I mean, I always told them no anyway.
I always have a trick. To get cheaper hotel rooms, it's fantastic. And it's worked for me every time. 50% of the time and every time. Somebody says their favorite hotel hack is your ironing board because it's an adjustable desk. And the chair never seems to be the right height for the desk that's in the room.
Yeah, why don't they have those at the right height? Like, my knee should not hit the table, and yet it always does. What is wrong with these people?
I know. While you're in your robe trying to do your work.
I'm saying, you know?
God, is Reggie low-key rich? Like, I feel like the way he describes things makes it sound like he doesn't have any money.
Not
then
rich.
Then I hear about the two 4K TVs.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm not rich. I'm irresponsible.
If you would like to give him your credit card information.
Man.
From the 682. All right. I've just added hang out with Reggie on my bucket list.
What's happening? Let's do it.
He is a Nigerian prince.
God.
Is that not true?
I mean, mostly true.
See?
Except for the prince part, right?
But since the chairs are never the right height, using the ironing board can help you out sometimes. There you go. Yeah. If you want to stop the sound, because you know you can always hear outside in the hallway, just roll up a towel and shove it down there at the bottom so the hall light doesn't get in.
Right.
That's an easy one. Because the hall light's always getting in.
Yeah.
And I hate that. Unless you're in the suite room where you get to shut the door and be away from there's two separate rooms.
Should we ask Reggie about that?
Reggie, when you check into the hotel.
Sure.
Is it like presidential suite or just regular suite?
I mean, wherever the bellhop goes.
Okay.
Oh, a bellhop. Sweet. That's amazing. I want to know more about these fancy hotels that you're going to.
Does bellhop hold his hand out for the tip?
No, they know Reggie by now. He like they just know the tips that he gives. He's like, shouldn't have expected a tip, and then slams the door.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
I always bring a 10-foot LAN cable and plug my laptop directly into the wireless router. That way they don't have to use the wireless. It comes free with the room, though.
Why is that a hack?
Yeah, because the wireless typically stinks.
Sometimes people, it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't come with the room.
Okay.
In every place. Like, I feel like in most of the places we go to, it does nowadays, but.
But it also sucks. Yeah. So using the
plugging it in.
Yeah,
I learned that with my PlayStation. Oh my God, that has changed my life, Colby. You and Reggie said I needed to plug it directly into the router. everything's changed as far as my gaming world goes. The other day, so much so that my kid was watching me play and he goes, holy crap, you've gotten good. I was like, yeah. Good enough to beat your ass at this game.
Whoa.
That's right.
He's a king? Are you king or a prince?
Fresh prince.
When at a hotel,
he's dead.
You need a place to...
In that show, none of that happened. He died on the basketball
this
court.
This terrible theory again.
In a hotel, you need a place to put your toothbrush. Where do you put your toothbrush at home?
I have a cup right next to the sink.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a Halloween cup.
Oh, that's great.
Man.
Colby, where do you put yours?
What did you say?
It's in the shower.
So that's festive.
Gross.
It's in the shower so I can brush my teeth while I'm in the shower.
No, that sounds about right for Colby. Colby's all about efficiency.
Well, they suggest taking the styrofoam cup and stabbing the bottom of it with the toothbrush and then just leaving it there so that you have a place to stash your toothbrush.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Use the dry cleaning bag in the closet as a dirty clothes bag to make packing it up and keeping it separate easier.
Yes, I've absolutely done that. You could also use it for like autoerotic asphyxia if you wanted.
What?
I would not recommend that, but for people who are so inclined, you could.
What?
You don't have a bag.
So then you're just going to go kung fu style?
You have somebody with you. But yeah.
Do you?
No.
No, I said, do you have somebody with you?
Oh. I mean, maybe.
You don't always. That's how we hear about stuff like this.
Yeah, you don't do that. I don't understand people who do that by themselves. Like, you at least want to have someone to bail you out if you're going to die while you're doing
that. But
you
don't want them to know about the freaky stuff you like?
Man, that's true.
I think this whole conversation is in excess.
I guess that's what happened to that guy. Probably should have laughed about that.
He died. A hotel hack, don't use the tiny Foxy cups they provide next to the juice machine. Go grab a coffee cup because it's bigger.
Ooh,
they
yeah.
always have those little bitty juice cups, and you're like, oh, man, I just drank a little tiny bit. And come on.
Also,
can't wash down your breakfast.
I don't know if they care, but I'll just sometimes put cereal and other stuff in those cups and be like, yeah, it's my coffee. See you later. And so you just have some of the breakfast with you for later. Because, like, if you're going somewhere, things can be expensive to buy. So you're like, just eat some Fruit Loops.
Instead of touching the disgusting TV remote, wrap it in the shower cap.
Okay.
Or just bring, you know, like, Clorox wipes.
What? Somebody said they don't even touch the TV remote. They have remote apps on their phone.
Ugh.
I mean, you can do that.
Person sounds awful.
And then they just use the remote app so they don't have to touch the TV remote. When did the TV remote become such a disgusting thing in hotels?
Yeah. When everybody touches it?
But everybody touches everything in that place.
Yeah, and people don't wash their hands.
You ever looked at a headboard with a black light at a hotel?
Why would I do that? I know exactly what I'm going to see. Why would I do that?
Drip, drop, drip, drip, drip.
What were you about to say? Don't say it. Never mind. I retract that question.
Did you say retract?
I sure did. I turned into Tweety Bird.
I was
going to
say spot with another word and combine it, but then I realized they still had the beginning of the same letter. And so it wasn't going to work. Yeah, Sparkman, you knew what I was going to say, but it had the same first two letters. And so luckily my brain is like, stop what you're doing.
Speaking of Reggie, this person says they travel with large tubs of big alcohol wipes so they can sanitize the remote, phone, knobs, and drawer. And then they learn from this from working in admissions at a hospital. There you go. You can also steal them from restrooms at the airport.
Yes, that's a good point.
Ooh.
They say put the chair back in front of the AC to stop it from blowing directly on you. So the air conditioner's like right there sometimes.
Yeah.
Not in every hotel.
I like that.
But then you can put the chair back right next to it and it'll blow up. And Colby, you understand how air works.
Well, because cold air falls. Hot air rises.
Why do all of the hotels have like the most efficient, effective air conditioners that you have ever seen in your life?
It is awesome.
Well, because it's never mind, I'm not going to get into that.
Somebody suggests taking electrical tape with you so that you can put it over the smoke detector.
Right.
Or for whatever.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's right. Dude, why are we pretending like nobody does that in a hotel or just in general?
No, it's just a really weird niche thing to then focus a lot of attention on, as you are doing in this segment.
Have you never heard this show before? How many segments have gotten bogged down with over-analysis of nonsense? A lot.
From this one, it says, use the ice bag to cover the TV remote.
Or your head. Same basic principle.
From the 903 hotel hack.
Sorry, Corey. I'm going to stop saying anything.
From the 903 hotel hack, order your legal sex worker to the room next door.
Hold on. Now I feel like they're just trying to bait me into this.
They're trying to what?
Did you say that he did a masterful job?
I would.
Number 23 on tonight's list. Take the shampoo, conditioner, and hand lotion. Even if you don't use them, donate to somewhere that could.
Dude, but that's like changing. Did you see that Hilton and stuff is getting rid of the individual sized bottles that they already did, and they're just going to have big old giant bottles? And so, like, I bet if you take those, they charge you for them.
If they have the big giant bottles and they expect that the next person, everybody's just going to keep using them?
Yeah.
I think they're going to have dispensers.
You know what kind of stuff is going to get put in those dispensers?
What kind of stuff?
All the gross stuff. Acids.
The black light stuff.
I mean, there's no telling what people are going to do with that stuff.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Did you hear that too?
I was trying to decide if I should tell my joke or not.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't.
Number 24, always check for bed bugs under your bed.
I don't know what a bed bug looks like.
Looks like a bug, dude.
I mean, yeah, you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, they're like these. They're shaped like beds. They're just really small.
I don't believe that's true. But I don't know for a fact it's not.
You ever had crabs?
No. We got to put that in the drop in, right? From 806, wow, this whole segment will probably be heard on Friday from the 432. This is the best list ever.
Well, I mean, I hope y'all enjoy your hotel stay in the future.
How can you not after this?
Especially ordering your legal sex worker next door.
Yeah, and you know what to do with them once they come over.
Hey, grab that extra ice bag.
Yeah, we got some stuff to do. Dear God, this segment is so stupid, but I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more quality sports talk and one more thing right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, and Reggie in studio. This Wednesday, mind you, guess what?
What?
Brian Broaddus will join us in studio for an entire hour. But right now, it's time for this. One more thing. Kevin, I may have something that's going to be nominated for G-Bag of the Day tomorrow.
Oh.
Or at some point this week. I don't know how Lucius does that. The college football announcer for Grand Valley State,
this is
Ashland Hale or Ashland game, Colby.
Uh huh.
He was calling the game. His name's Tom Cleary. He's the regular announcer for Grand Valley State. He was serving as the ESPN3 voice for the game, and when Ashland quarterback Austin Brenner threw a 52-yard Hail Mary touchdown, this is how he chose to react.
He wants to keep some people off the line of scrimmage. Brenner, Pettis trying to get some push. Brenner's going to get it there, no doubt about it. What's going to happen now? That is caught for a touchdown. I don't believe it. Four guys back there, they couldn't stop the play. I don't know who caught it. Oh, it's going to be Justin Davis. What a walk-off win for Ashland. Incomprehensible series of events for Grand Valley on the last two plays.
Man, is he fired up.
That was the broadcaster for the college football game where it was won with a walk-off 52-yard Hail Mary. Now, you know, he is the opposing, typically opposing broadcaster, but he was on for ESPN3. You're supposed to be one of those kind of voices.
Right.
He had no excitement.
Oh, they're...
Hank Dickinson at North Texas taught me no matter what game you are calling, at the end of the game, you need to have as much, if not more, energy than you had at the beginning of the game. If that's the energy that he had at the end of the game,
oh man,
I don't think I wanted to watch or listen to any of that thing. That was awful.
So that's the end of the ball game.
Yeah,
he caught it.
Inconceivable. Like, it's not like he wasn't impressed. He said it was inconceivable. Inconceivable.
Unbelievable. Unconceivable. Grab it like a hammer if you know that it's retrievable. What? I don't know. It's a song. I don't know what it's from. It's from Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back.
Oh, all right. Guys, one more thing. FC Dallas is in the playoffs.
What did you think I was going to say?
One more thing.
FC Dallas is in the playoffs. They defeated Sporting KC. That's a stupid name. 6-0 yesterday.
Oh, what part of it's just dumb?
All of it.
KC?
All of it.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Yeah. You need that ampersand to make it cool. Oh, okay. But we're not Sporting KC.
Sporting KNC masterpiece.
6-0 in Frisco at Toyota Stadium to make the playoffs. They will face Seattle on the road, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, October 19th at 2:30 from Century Link Field to keep the playoff dream alive. Congratulations, FC Dallas.
Do you think this is the kind of team that can just catch fire in the playoffs here?
No. Oh, I do not think offensively they have what it takes. I mean, I hope they do, but...
Wow. There goes the hope, Kevin Hinn.
I hope.
Nobody has any hope now, thanks to Kevin.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, yes.
He's taking it all away. Guys, one more thing. Have you ever had Gushers candy?
Yes!
So...
I feel like I overreacted just now.
Yeah,
maybe.
Did.
Maybe a little bit. Kevin, ever had the Gushers?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Well, you take that
there
same...
There are no fruit wrinkles.
You shut your mouth about your stupid fruit wrinkles.
Yeah.
So you take that same idea and you give it a little grown-up spin because the folks at the Glen Levitt...
booze in it?
...have made new edible... their new edible capsule collection. So basically, they take their scotch and they put it in a seaweed wrap. Now, these can now be carried around, and anytime you want it, you just pop it in your mouth, chew once, and it bursts of scotch.
Ooh.
Nice. But that's not enough scotch.
It's like, well, it's like 23. I'm
going to need a bunch of them.
Well, no, their actual thing is like 23 milliliters, so it's not as, it's not like the gusher, like little bit is a lot more.
Oh, okay.
So it's still not a whole lot in order to be able to like, oh my gosh, because you need at least whatever it is. It's like close to 187 in order to get.
What?
Oh, murder?
That's murder, Colby.
Well, that's also the size of the little bottles.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So.
Whew. That was a close one.
Yeah. I don't want anybody
anyway,
to die from
just,
scotch.
If you want to drink on the down low, then nobody's going to notice if you're just popping what looks like gummies in your mouth.
They're going to notice when they smell your breath.
Yeah, true.
You're like, hey, Carol, how's it going?
Did you say Carol?
Yeah, that's who you work with in the accounting department.
All right.
I don't know. That's the job that immediately jumped to mind where you would think, I need gummy booze during the day.
You're an accountant.
Oh, Carol. She'll get you.
Always talking. Always has questions. Yeah. Oh, what you eating today?
I can't believe it's Monday. Oh, my gosh. Shut up, Carol.
You got a queso de Mondays.
Oh, my God.
And she's just eating her queso. An Australian surfer waiting to catch one last wave was slammed by a great white shark that tossed him into the air and separated him from his surfboard in a surprise attack.
Shark was like, you're not even that good at surfing.
Mike Bruton.
That was the shark's name?
29 years old.
Man, it's an old shark.
Was surfing with his brother at Lighthouse Beach near Seals Rock and somewhere in Sydney, in Australia. P. Sherman Wallaby Way or something like that. On Saturday.
That's a good reference.
He was paddling toward shore, awaiting a wave, when the shark struck. He said, the sheer power of the thing. It felt like I was getting hit by a bus. I saw it going back down into the water and scrambled over to get my board. Lucky it didn't get washed in. As he scrambled out to get his board, he caught a glimpse of the shark, estimated 50 feet long. Wow. I think he's overestimating. He said it was 11 feet. He said you couldn't wrap your arms around it. It was that big. It was huge. I just jumped on my board, pretty freaked out. I was sitting there for a little while trying to get a wave, and I was thinking next bite was about to come, and luckily it didn't. Well, that's a tiny surfboard, too. That's not even a surfboard. What are you doing out there? That looks more like a boogie board. You should deserve to get eaten.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Look at this tiny little board. That's not even a real surfboard.
Oh, that is.
Get a real surfboard like an American would.
Maybe it...
I mean...
Maybe it ate more of the surfboard than you thought.
Oh, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Could have been huge before the shark got a hold of it.
Exactly. Thank you. Guys, did you know that...
He also then said he felt like a little shrimp on the bobby.
Did you know there used to be products known as dweebs instead of nerds? They were candy.
Yes.
And then pudding roll-ups.
What?
Yeah. I'm on this website, Gone But Not Forgotten Groceries, looking at fruit wrinkles and stuff. This is pretty amazing. But that's not what I want to talk about. Guys, one more thing. Israel Adesanya became the undisputed UFC middleweight champion of the world.
As predicted
Saturday
by me.
Saturday night. Yes. At UFC 243. Knocked out Robert Whittaker in the main event of UFC 243.
Forrest He's Whittaker?
Not Forrest Whittaker. I mean, because he can see like half of your attack. And
he can see. That's unfair.
Okay. Wow, dude.
So he knocked out Robert Whittaker.
Did you not watch Ghost Dog?
He did this really cool dance with his team beforehand and then did a cartwheel. He is getting ready to be one of the next breakout stars in MMA, and I wanted to give you guys a heads up about that.
Nigerians out here are full effect.
Dude, he's really good.
Ooh, from the 817, it's not the size of the surfboard, it's how well you ride it.
Oh, yeah, because they got Kamaru Usman.
It's quite
well.
Literally the motion of the ocean with the surfboard.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. They were called dweebs. They were made by the same company that made nerds.
Colby, please start talking.
Why? Guys, why? One more thing. Let's go to Florida because,
chit-chat
well,
crackers.
Florida's America's Wang, and it's pointing out that it really is. Clearwater police arrested Leonard Thomas. He's 55, just before 7 p.m. Why did they arrest Leonard Thomas? Well, he was asking a girl out on a date. The girl said no. They got into a heated argument, to which then Leonard Thomas unsheathed his machete and said...
Oh, not before the third date, Leonard.
Is that what he's calling it now?
And said, date me or I'll cut you up.
Oh.
To which she then ran away and called police. So,
as she should have.
Right. So, yeah.
Sorry, Kevin's looking at Urkelos.
Did
what?
Did you know that was a thing?
Nobody knew that was a thing,
is
Kevin.
Is that candy suspenders?
No, this is actually just cereal. Who knew?
So did she make it? Did she make it out alive then?
She did. He was arrested. He was also might have been heavily intoxicated.
With the scotch gushers?
Maybe. Yeah, he ate a bunch of Glenlivet scotch gushers. Words.
And then?
And then he threatened a lady with a machete because she wouldn't go out on a date with him.
All right. And you've been listening to the KNC Masterpiece live coverage of KNC.
Yeah.
Looking at old candies.
Now I understand why people ask us if we're all always loaded. Hey, by the way, from the 682, I agree with Kevin. Fruit wrinkles are the S.
Okay. First off, nobody knows what fruit wrinkles are.
Oh, my God. Don't that lie. Person does.
No, they don't. They're lying to make you feel better about yourself.
The fruit has
well, feel better now, Kevin?
I did. It worked. I miss fruit wrinkles.
If fruit has wrinkles, it's old, right?
That's what I feel like. Yeah. Or it's a raisin, which means it's old and dried out.
That's right.
One time, I saw my grandparents having sex, and that's why I can't eat raisins anymore.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
I don't know. Hit the button. I don't know what the hell that was.
Kyle Lowry sent a 1-year, $31 million extension, and Jim Harbaugh thinks that you should be able to go to the draft as a freshman.
Kevin is drunk. What did you drink?
You didn't like that juice?
Did you give him scotch gushers?
I did not.
I could see that because I just thought it was candy. And he's like, hey, I found some fruit wrinkles. And I just started eating them. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you come on back with us tomorrow. We'll be on for a full show. It's the season of full shows, probably 7 to 11. So make sure you tune in KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Take it on, Kevin.
Come on, Kevin.
Whiskey. It's up.
I have the power! That's you! That's you!
We had three.
Ass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.